Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, Bryce Young might be getting a little bit frustrated. He just threw up a pass into triple coverage that was intercepted at midfield by Georgia, who takes over down 9-6 early in the third quarter. Yes, he's thrown for over 200 yards, but Georgia has kept Alabama out of the end zone, and Young looked like he was really forcing that one. So a big, big mistake. Georgia definitely has the capability now to tie this game or potentially take the lead. Still 12 minutes to go in the third quarter on this. We'll keep you updated. But right now, joining us on the hotline for Black Monday in the National Football League, CBS Sports, NFL insider extraordinaire Jason LaCanfora, who was just named general manager of the New York Giants. So, Jay, congratulations on that. I mean, Joe Judge wanted to be GM and the owner as well, so you had to beat him out for that. Congratulations.
Hey, Joe Judge gets whatever he wants. That's all that anybody needs to know.
Ooh. All right, there's a lot of dysfunction we got to deal with today, but let's start with the Giants first. Okay, we knew Dave Gettleman was going to go. Joe Judge, we weren't sure. But he wants a say in the next GM. He wants a say in things. He understands he was close to getting fired, right? I mean, like, he's not Bill Belichick making demands there, right?
Well, but, I mean, look, his sense of self and self-awareness and he's – he seems hell-bent on hanging himself, and that's still a possibility. I mean, they haven't come out with any proclamation and said he's definitely back. He hasn't done any press conferences. I mean, there's a lot of people putting a lot of stuff out there in the media, but he doesn't know for sure. I mean, he had a chance to address his team. Well, yeah. He hasn't been fired yet, so, I mean, that's not any huge development. And he definitely has certain people who he thinks he could work best with. It's staggering that he's still there now, but I would just say there is still at least a chance that common sense prevails here.
Well, we'll always have the 3rd-and-9 quarterback sneak as a group to remember forever and ever. Down in Miami, Brian Flores is out. All the reports of just relationship issues between Flores players, the GM. Were you surprised by this? And, you know, the proclamation that Harbaugh won't get poached by them, you know, where do they go?
Well, look. If Harbaugh's still in the middle of sort of some conversations with Michigan and, you know, one of the other teams that really likes Harbaugh, it's in the playoffs. And, you know, we'll see what that means for Rich Bisaccia, but certainly with the team in the playoffs, it's not like Mark Davis is going to start a full-throttle approach of Jim Harbaugh. But it's clear that Harbaugh's not going back to Michigan. You know, Ross said, I'm not going to steal him from my alma mater. Well, if it's clear that he's gone, you think he'd rather play against him or have him on his sideline? So I would say stay tuned on that as well. You know, am I surprised? Mildly, this was something I reported in November that at that point Ross had pretty much soured on this guy. Now, he goes and wins 8 of his last 9 games. Could something change? Well, sure. They haven't had a run like that in Miami in quite some time. But ultimately, he chose to listen to people who were in that building all the time and listen to some of his top sort of lieutenants who said that, you know, Brian Flores is probably going to want to run more offensive coaches out of there yet again. And, you know, Brian Flores, it hasn't exactly been functional. And, you know, Chris Greer, the GM, was there to serve Brian Flores. Brian Flores, whatever you could say, how much power he had on paper or otherwise, Chris Greer was a pleaser. And, you know, this guy got what he wanted, and it was never good enough. And I'm getting rid of this player. I'm getting rid of that coach. Nothing's right, even though it's all handpicked by him. And it just wore some people out, you know? I mean, you're firing PR people, you're meddling in the other departments outside of football. You better win, you know what I mean? And in this case, he won late, but not enough in the eyes of the owner to offset the internal issues in that building and also the big hole that he dug for himself. So it's a common refrain. A lot of guys who worked under Belichick, they get out from the nest, and this is what it looks like.
Now, Jay, now there's what's inside the building in Miami. There's the lack of self-awareness by Joe Judge, and then there's the Chicago Bears. Mm. No surprise today, all right, you know, Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy both let go. George McCaskey has this rambling press conference. He's yelling at reporters. He's making crazy analogies. Yeah. You know, if you're trying to sell me on Chicago Bears football, there's better ways to do it than what happened today.
This was pull your pants down and spank yourself Monday. I mean, there's a lot of people unmasking themselves. And then over the weekend we had the Jags team president basically coming out and giving a statement to the paper down there in Jacksonville that we really don't care about fan sentiment, you know. It's an interesting time to be a decision maker in the NFL. Look, it's hard to – when you're in a city like Chicago – you've got a fan base like that, and you have that sort of tradition, and you've been this bad for this long. It takes some doing. It takes people making incompetent decisions, and they've done a lot of that. And are they going to get it right this time? I don't know. I don't know.
Same guys making the decisions, Jason.
Yeah.
So
hard. You know, it's why are these same people always sort of in these same awkward press conference positions every 2 to 3 years? Everything I've heard is that there's been a sense of kind of trying to dip back into their past. And there is this sort of allure of various people who had success here at various times in the past to understand what it's like to be in Halas Hall when we're a winning franchise. And maybe we need to reconnect with that. And, whether that's Leslie Frazier, whether that's Jim Harbaugh, whether that's Rod Graves. I mean, there's been a bunch of different names that I've heard sort of connected to that thing in various capacities. But nothing's really been that close to working lately, not on a sustained basis, that's for sure.
Absolutely insane. CBS Sports, Jason Lockenfora with us here, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, as we wrap up the regular season, get to the playoffs. Follow Jason on Twitter at Jason Lockenfora. You can hear him on 105.7 The Fan there in Baltimore as well. And Jason, the season ends for the Ravens, but new life and new hope for Ben Roethlisberger. I thought he'd done his final waves, and here he is.
He's like a vampire or like a zombie. You can't kill him off, you know? There's always another life. There's always another comeback. There's always another win. There's always another tiebreaker that they survive. That's a really flawed football team. It's another situation where I think they had 37 plays for 126 yards through three quarters. I mean, they were doing absolutely nothing. And then they took the game over, held the ball for 11 minutes in the fourth quarter, and win it in overtime. It's a unique career. It really is. And for him to have had his first NFL playing experience being kind of thrown to the wolves at Baltimore as a rookie when Tommy Maddox is knocked out, and then to have it end, against that bitter rival in Baltimore, on a 30-degree day in a pouring rain, to come back with another fourth-quarter comeback and knock them out of the playoffs and end up projecting yourself in, it's very Big Ben. And do I think they can, do I think they will beat Kansas City? No, I don't. But, at this point, am I going to say absolutely positively no chance? No, because they had no business beating Baltimore the first time, let alone yesterday. They had no business beating Tennessee, They had no business almost coming back and beating the Vikings when they had given up 29 points and 300 yards in the first half. But all the tiebreakers fell for them. If Brandon Staley doesn't call that timeout, they're probably not in the playoffs.
Well, Jay, remember,
am I going to say they have no chance to beat the Chiefs? No.
Look, the Steelers, all they got to do is a couple of 27-play drives for 28 yards. They don't need to score, but they just keep the ball away from Mahomes, and they win 3-0. I mean, it could just happen that way.
It could, T.J. Watt gets 7 sacks. I mean, who knows?
Now you brought up Brandon Staley and the timeout last night and everything that went along with it, with trying to break this down. And, I don't give him as much flack for the timeout as I do on the 4th and 2.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly the 4th down gambling riverboat Ron Rivera persona that he has had this year has cost them at least 2 games. I mean, I think Staley's a good coach, but, wow, he's his own worst enemy so many times.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to see if he's a good coach. I like him a lot personally, and I understand why he was hired, and I believe in a lot of what he believes in, but everything in moderation. There has to be some middle ground. I mean, when you're going for it from your own 18 in the third quarter of a one-possession game, that's going to determine your season. And you have Justin Herbert, so it's not like you've got to force something there. It gives me pause. His defense wasn't very effective, wasn't very good for pretty much all the season. That's not great. I don't know, guys. The two coaches who kind of became the face of this thing this season, of kind of taking it, pushing it to the limit with the 4th down stuff and 2-point conversions and all the mathematical edges, were Brandon Staley and John Harbaugh, right? And they combined probably fell 6 points and 45 yards on the wrong side of the playoff ledger. In large part, or at least in some part, because of the decisions they made.
Now, one, we kind of referenced it in getting to the tiebreakers falling into place. What do you make of Indianapolis, and what can they do with Carson Wentz?
No, I mean, he's the ticking time bomb, you know? And the weeks where he, you know, he got on a pretty good little run there where they weren't asking him to do a ton. It was limited, but he was getting it done, and he wasn't turning the ball over on the road. And when you can run the ball like they do, and the quarterback doesn't mess it up on the road, and you got a pretty good defense, then you probably beat a lot of teams you're supposed to beat. But he just never – I don't know if it was COVID, guys. You know, they lost two games. He plays the Raiders game, but he's not super sharp. You know, unvaxxed guy, misses time with COVID, didn't practice that week, obviously. And then in this game, he was in a total fog. It just – I mean, even like they're down three scores in the second half, and you're like – bro, like, you need to move. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, get the play in and go. Like, you got to be sprinting around. Like, this is it. This is your season. And there was just sort of this disconnect there. But no, he's like, the Colts keep running into the same thing. Like, the quarterback, at the end of the day, it ends up being too limited to get you where you want to go. I do like a lot of the things about that roster. I believe in Frank Reich. And, you know, if you would have told me Christmas night that these guys were going to, you know, miss the playoffs after they went to Arizona with a depleted roster and bullied them, I would have said no way. You know, even with Carson Wentz, and I think that night he only completed like five passes or something like that, but they still played bully ball, I would have said no way. So, yeah, they're going to have to figure something out at the quarterback position, and it's not going to be easy. We'll see what Chris Ballard can figure out there.
You can follow him on Twitter at Jason Lockenfour. That is at Jason Lockenfour, CBS Sports, NFL Insider. Jay, as always, my friend, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the games. We'll see you.
Always my pleasure, gentlemen. Have a great week. Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
All right. Great stuff there from Jason Lockenfour. Look, coming up in a few minutes, we'll get into – we'll tell you exactly – I can't get over how many people are misconstruing the end of that Raider-Charger game last night for what happened and the timeouts and all that, because we're going to be able to set you straight on all of that stuff coming up in a few minutes, because really, it baffled me last night when it was going on, and it baffled me today. I feel like everybody just jumped and said, oh, we called timeout. Oh, that changed. I'm like, well, I think it goes a little bit more than that, a little bit deeper.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome inside hour three of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, where it is official. The Georgia Bulldogs are your national champions of college football with a dominant performance over Alabama. Defensively, they get it done. They win the first national championship since Herschel Walker was a freshman. Buck Ballou escapes with a big touchdown pass to Lindsey Scott to win it. Oh, it was some kind of run for Georgia back in 1980. Here they are in 2021, Georgia on top of the college football world.
Hard to believe it was that long ago since they last were able to call themselves champions. I mean, to your dominant, you know, it was a one-possession game and not a lot of scoring for much of it. So, you know, the final score is not indicative of the game that was played.
Defensively,
would be my
argument. Incredibly dominant. It looks like Bryce Young had a big night. He was bad. And the Georgia defense set the tone the entire night.
Dropping off young receivers' hands. That's not on him.
The entire night. He was throwing off his back foot the
entire
night. That's
fine. If he's still hitting him in the hands, he's hitting him in the hands.
But he's not. He's not. He had a touchdown pass, but I'm not stepping into it. So instead, they kick a field goal. And instead of a lead, they wind up
down 13-12. That was a ball that he should have thrown better. Absolutely.
So many times.
But the ball on the drive before the interception, the play before, hits the freshman square in the hands.
So right, it
was a beautiful throw. That's a tie. They're going for two if that guy catches the ball.
There's your three-play run that tells you the game. Three plays in a row, Bryce Young threw deep. Two were really bad decisions because one was double coverage and one was picked off and run back for a touchdown. And one was dropped by a freshman. So you did have drop, but you had Bryce Young who had more than his chance to make plays, and they didn't do it. And the big thing is they didn't adjust. You know, Alabama's having trouble moving the football. And Georgia's defense is so fast. Look, both teams, their front sevens are so fast. And we didn't get anything different from Alabama. We didn't get them, okay, it's a one-score game. We can try to run the football a little bit. Nope, we're going to throw the football 80 times tonight to try to win this game. There was no adjustment. There was, let's go out there in the next possession and try to do the same thing. And let's try to do the same thing. It's insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. That's what it was for Alabama tonight. Georgia's defense was so good. good. They were in the backfield on every play. Alabama couldn't find a way to get Georgia blocked to give Bryce Young any time. Look, I know we're going to talk about, you know, different guys who can win MVP and, you know, who were the best player on this, but Georgia's defense and what they were able to do, that really was something, because to me, that was the game right there. Keeping Alabama off balance, and Bryce Young had no answers. They couldn't find a way to get downfield. This is an Alabama team that scored 18 points tonight. Okay, mm-hmm. Yes, Georgia's got a great defense, but this is not what Alabama usually does. And here they are tonight in the third game of the year, and it was Georgia who had all the answers, and Alabama didn't have any.
Expected the defensive struggle, and we certainly got it. How many pejoratives and anger sentiment did you see in your social media timeline of, oh boy, after that game Sunday night, this is what I got for a national title game? I got field goal kicking contest. Come on, where are the playmakers? And then it opened up a little bit. We had the odd fumble call that set up an Alabama touchdown. But all in all, I mean, the stats are going to look good. 51, I mean, you got over the total, that's for damn sure, of what was coming in expected. But some big plays, and can't say enough down the stretch also of what you got out of Stetson Bennett. I mean, the former walk-on, I mean, and certainly, you know, a lot of pictures of him on the field and teary-eyed as the clock struck zero. But his poise and able to make big plays in the face of adversity, because let's face it, they were flying around in his face just as much as they were Young on the other side.
Mm. Georgia making the plays. Look, Stetson Bennett did a better job getting the football in a spot for his receivers to catch it, and the receivers made plays, right? That's the whole thing, is that you could see a couple of plays. These are like Joe Burrow plays in LSU, where he did such a great job. I'm going to put the football in a place where my guy can catch it. And yes, it's kind of a 50-50 play, but it's not really, because I know my guy's going to get there. And that's what Bennett did a couple of times, and it came through for him. And Georgia just couldn't find that. They couldn't find and Alabama couldn't find that. And they couldn't find any sort of way even around it, because you'd think at some point, okay, let's stop. What we're doing isn't working, right? We're kicking field goals. We're not getting in the end zone. What is happening? What do we need to do to figure things out? Do we need to bring a tight end in? Do we need to keep a running back in? What do we need to do to give Bryce Young time to move the ball down the field? What do we need? And it was the same thing. And Alabama just kept with the same. We're going to try to throw the same kind of plays. You're going to chuck the ball down the sideline. And there was no strategy other than just, we're going to keep throwing the ball down and hoping that we get something. That's why I say it was kind of like the Super Bowl, when I'm watching the Chiefs and Mahomes go, why are there no jet sweeps? Why is there no crazy play to get the ball to Tyreek Hill? Why is there nothing that's trying to help the Chiefs out moving the football? Instead, it's the same thing. Mahomes running around and throwing the football 50 yards downfield. That's not working tonight. And you need to do a little bit more. And this tells me that the Georgia coaching staff was more prepared and knew what to do when they were imposing their will on the game. And they adjusted, because Alabama's defense was terrific, right? They were able to do the same kind of things, but Georgia found a few more holes in that defense than they had. So Georgia was able to make those plays. Alabama had no ways to adjust. You know, defensively, the guys just got tired at the end because they're on the field all the time. It happens that way. But offensively, there was just nothing for Alabama. Not that they need to suddenly change for, but you got to do something a little bit different, something to try to juice the team a little bit and get the football downfield. You know, maybe it's a couple of design runs for Bryce Young, because if they're coming down the way, you know, or maybe it's more delayed handoffs that, you know, through a hole. There's got to be something. And I didn't feel there was any creativity by Alabama to try to make this anything different. And Georgia says, this is what's working. We're just going to keep doing it. And we're going to beat you that way. And they did.
Yeah. I think as you go on, I mean, obviously, you know, a lot goes on the loss of Williams when you did, because you look at, you know, two of your big receivers that you've counted on all year. And look, injuries are part of the game in the next man up theory. But on this stage, a freshman that has two receptions, as they had with one, Ja'Cory Brooks, who I've called out, you know, because of the miss down the field, the big shot that Young took, got past the corner that was guarding him, safety wasn't there. It's a ball that, you know, maybe a veteran receiver makes that play. But you're talking about a guy who only had nine receptions all season coming in. So some of that comes in terms of you're still trying to make big plays. The run game, they still ran the ball a total of 28 times for 30 yards. Right? So you're getting nothing. Now you start thinking about the screen game and hoping for over pursuit, things of that nature. I suppose you get into that a little bit. And we saw it in spurts, but most of it was trying to attack downfield, the stepping off the back foot. Because if you heard the analysis on the television broadcast, like off his back foot was in part of the call.
Yeah.
Right? It used to be for me with Northwestern, yeah. It was the ball carrier seemed to be a guy's last name, whether he was running against you or our Northwestern back. So, like, when we played Wisconsin, it was Ron Dane, the ball carrier. And you heard it 40 times because that's all they did behind that 320-pound-per-man offensive line. Same thing here. It was off his back foot, and a couple of times, like, all right, step into the throw. Like you said, with the end zone throw, that was certainly one, you know, the old he'd like to have that one back kind of mentality. But a number of times put the ball on guys' hands, and in the end, they didn't make plays. Not a lot of separation, not a lot of room for error in a game like this. And Georgia made, what, two more plays. That's all. That's what the game comes down to. And an interception where a guy could have slid, and they would have knelt out, and that would have been the end of it. Instead, it's a 15-point margin of victory.
Now, what gamblers made out on that, Mike Harmon? Because this is where I go to you for that guy. If they had kneeled, who got taken out because Georgia went in for the touchdown on
it? I don't know what the over-under was officially going into the game, and certainly live betting, not sure. But that's something we could find out really quick.
All right. Now, the thing is about this game, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, is that coming into this game, Alabama was number one, Georgia number three, because of Alabama's victory in the SEC championship game, a very un-Georgia-like game, right? They gave up 41 points. It was a big shock. It was a great game plan for Alabama. And I don't know if Alabama thought, okay, that's how we're going to do it. We're going to do it this way. Georgia had the adjustment. But overall, the best team from the beginning of the season to the end won, right? It's not like we saw that. Right. I mean, Georgia was the best team to start, right? They win the first big marquee game of the year, right? They beat Clemson 10-3 when Clemson was number three. Now, Clemson turned out to not be very good at all this year, but that was the opening week when we said, oh, boy, Clemson's or Georgia's defense is legit. And then you saw go on the way. They had a quarterback change. But even so, Georgia was still the best team. They were number one for so long, all the way until the end, the SEC title game. They won games big. They put points on the board. They kept teams off the board. They were the best team. It was the seeding because they lose in the SEC title game, but I still always felt coming in, Georgia's the better football team. Georgia has been better. They've been better all year than Alabama. Alabama started out like they were going to be terrific, but Georgia clearly was better. This was almost like, even though it wasn't, it was almost like wire to wire. A team we thought was the best the first week of the season turned out to be the best team at the end of the season.
Yeah, it's not often we're able to say that. I mean, obviously, we talk about the NBA a lot and the running joke that we had of, all right, there's the whiteboard in the corner of the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it would be, all right, put up the teams that can compete. And we'd struggle to get that fourth or fifth team. Now, you always had to put a fourth just because, well, someone's got to be the number two seed in the Eastern Conference, I guess. Or a third team from the West if you wanted to do that. But otherwise, you weren't getting very deep on that list. In this case, it was, all right, here's Georgia, and we watched this defense throughout the season. And look, the offense made plays. I certainly don't discount them, but let's call it what it is. Throughout the season, any headline started with, once again, the Georgia defense, ... insert all stats on turnovers, sacks, tackles for loss, quarterback pressures, you name it, it was there. And look, we've been writing down the guys 40 times, watching them fly around the field today, saying, hey, top 10 pick for him too, right? Well, they can't all be there, but they're all going to be close. But to your point, yeah, it's one of those. It's anticlimactic to a degree, but it's still 41 years since they last hoisted the trophy, and it sends Nick Saban to defeat in the age of NIL stepping in. Now we watch how the machines work.
Yeah, it's great that NIL stepping in, and who wins the game? It's a walk-on quarterback. right? So for all the NIL, we'll get this guy coming. We get a five-star guy. Look, you got Bryce Young, who's a millionaire already. You know, he's got the Heisman Trophy and everything. You had a walk-on quarterback beat him. So for the age of NIL being, hey, we have to do this or we're dinosaurs, not always. Not you, you can still,
well, the
you
world
can still
ain't changed.
Those teams.
The world's just starting to change. I mean, this is this is Jurassic World, like Jeff Goldblum warned us.
Tonight's show brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Every game, match, race, and competition, it is always on. No one does sports like Vegas, and the excitement is endless. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. That's visitlasvegas.com. Right now, Kirby Smart on television talking about Georgia's national championship as they win it all. And look, a dominant performance by Georgia here. Defensively, they played really, really well. Already you're seeing, oh, I like Alabama for next year. That's the big thing about Alabama is no matter what kind of year they have, they could win the national title. They could lose in the national title game. They can lose in the playoffs. The first thing people are going to say is, I like Alabama to get back and win it next year.
Of course.
I mean, that's what it is when you can run a program like that. Oh, no, I still like Alabama to win next year.
Who's coming back? Doesn't matter. How many guys are leaving for the draft? Doesn't matter. How many guys into the transfer portal? Doesn't matter. Over-under was either 52.5 or 53 in terms of pregame betting. Now, in-game, there's no doubt, based on the early futility, you probably could have put a couple of bucks down in looking at the over, hoping that there'd be a little of an explosion or one of these defenses would score to get yourself to the winner's circle.
Wow. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If you're having trouble starting your car, AutoZone will test your battery for free and help you find the issue so you don't spend money on parts you don't need. With over 5,600 AutoZone locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Well, we're going to go live to the national championship coming up in about 15 minutes to get all the breakdown. Keep it right here as we continue to talk. Georgia, your national champions, 33-18 over Alabama. Jason and Mike, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Georgia, your national champions, defeating Alabama 33-18. The game clinched by Kelee Ringo with his interception return for a touchdown. 79 yards. Looked like the entire team was blocking for him. I mean, guys off the bench on that run back to clinch the national championship for the Bulldogs, their first national title since Herschel Walker got them there in 1980. And joining us now on the hotline is the man of the hour, Kelee Ringo. Kelee, congratulations, man. How does it feel? You're a national champion.
Thank you so much, man. It's a huge honor to be in this position with my team. It's been 4 years since it's been done. So as you know, I'm really blessed, and I'm thankful for everything that's been given to me.
All right, I got to ask you this. Did you have any thought of just going down and kneeling down instead of running it back for a touchdown at the end?
A lot of the people on the sideline told me that Kirby was telling me to get down. The only thing I seen was green on the field, so I knew I could try to get to the end zone and seal the game.
So that means you owe him a wind sprint or two when you guys reconvene, huh?
Oh, I think we might have lost him there for a second. We got you back? Oh, Kelee, we got you back?
I'm sorry, can you please repeat the question?
Oh, no, it was just the joke of when you guys reconvene, you'll probably have to do a lap or two or maybe a couple of up-downs. I mean, what's Coach going to make you do, or is he just give you a hug and say, hey, good job?
No, he can't hear. He's having a tough time.
No, we're having difficulty. I mean,
it's
look,
loud
a lot
where
of
he is right now.
It's a loud stadium. You're still seeing the shots there, confetti. Everybody kind of grabbing a pocketful to remember this moment. Let me tell you, just a big, big night. And that play, as you asked it, right, 79 yards. He had a convoy and some big hits. I want to see the all 22 of guys getting laid out to make that play come to fruition.
I like how he said there at the end, yeah, Kirby was telling me to go down.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, so that's the throwaway joke to get talking about the looseness. I mean, because, look, some coach would be
– Yeah, Kelee, we got you back now?
Yes.
I know it sounds crazy. Hey, have you heard what it sounded like, the play-by-play of your run back? You want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead. Play it for him, Darn.
Side, then they reverse it with Billingsley. Back to the right. Snap to Young. Drops back. Pressure from the edges. He throws near sideline. And it's intercepted. Intercepted. Kelee Ringo at the 21. Off he goes. 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Near sideline. Breaks the tackle. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. 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 Georgia, let the celebration begin.
So you can make that your ringtone now, right? I'd have that on my phone for the rest of my life. Oh, I think we lost him again.
There it is again. That sounded really good, though.
But I really would make that my ringtone. Like, if I had intercepted, and it would be the entire thing. It's like, Keeley's phone up. Wait, we got to hear the whole call again. There
he is,
50, 40, 30, 20. There, the convoy down the sideline. It's like me hearing the butt fumble all the time when Tyshirt plays it all the time.
No, that's true. I mean, sometimes overdone. That one, I don't think you could ever get tired of. Think about this, though. Red shirt freshman.
Yeah.
National title holder.
his Wikipedia page has already been updated. You know what it says? You ready for this?
Yeah, so, who does he own?
No, Kelee Ringo. Missed his first season at Georgia in 2020 due to a labrum injury and took a red shirt, right? Became a starter during his redshirt freshman season in 2021. On January 10th, 2022, he sealed the Georgia National Championship with an interception return for a touchdown, and he now will get free anything he wants when he gets back to Athens.
No, that sounds about right.
That's Wikipedia page.
free stuff. I mean, and but now
it's NIL, though. People get free stuff all the time.
Think about that. I mean, what can we do, you know, if you're him, you know, with his team? I mean, there's all sorts you can do with merch and NFTs and local deals. I mean, come on now. I mean, track shoes. I mean, because, I mean, he was blazing down the field.
Man. Oh, yeah.
That was a runaway train right there. I mean, that was amazing.
Nobody in Alabama is going to touch him. It's like when you, like on Tecmo Bowl, when you were, or, you know, one of those video games where you're running for a touchdown, and the guys are coming to tackle, and they're just getting popped, and they're flying off the screen. That's what that play was. Yeah. It was, no one's going to touch him.
Just trying to figure out what other deals you can have locally there. In Georgia. I mean, that's the play.
Oof, right?
The rest of it's amazing. Stetson Bennett came up with some big plays. His story, I mean, we're watching the Kurt Warner story in theaters right now. I mean, obviously a lot going into Bennett, depth chart and rising up and having this opportunity. And even in game, some conversation, you know, amongst the talking heads. Certainly not us. Like, Garrett, what's he doing that you're not liking? But, you know, of whether you needed to go to the bullpen.
Yeah.
And you didn't. And you know, made some big plays down the stretch, put the ball, and made the perhaps over-anxious Alabama defenders get a little grabby. And made some plays, got lost in coverages, and give Kirby Smart and his staff great credit for the situations they created. But, you know, the return by Ringo, I mean, come on. That's stuff for the ages to finish off a game.
Stetson Bennett with a cigar in his mouth celebrating the national championship as we go to a guy who probably has a cigar in his mouth as well. It is Pete Futek, college football insider, grand poobah, owner, proprietor, collegefootballnews.com, your one-stop shopping for college football, with us now from the national championship. Pete, what's happening, man?
I just came off the field. There's a whole lot more being smoked on that field than cigars, I can tell you that. There's a pretty solid waft from that crowd of people who decided to celebrate in the stadium.
Well, that's okay. It's a celebration, right? It depends where, you know, where things are legal and where they aren't. So, I mean, in Indiana, I would have to look and see what's legal and what's not. But maybe we can find a way around that.
If you win a national championship, you are allowed to smoke things in Lucas Oil Stadium. So I think that is the rule.
Do whatever you want. I mean, Kirby Smart said they're going to be tearing stuff up around Indianapolis tonight in his postgame. So, hey, we just get to it there. Speed for days and really just harassing Young all night, but it all changes on a big injury to Williams, Pete, trying to find new options to step up.
Yeah, you hate to like put this on that and say that that's a difference maker, but it was. It just, you don't lose a weapon of his caliber. And, you know, look, it's usually the thing about Alabama where, you know, you lose a guy and you bring up the next freshman up who's going to be an NFL star in 3 years. And, you know, they certainly have guys. They certainly have talent, but Jameson Williams was the guy on that field. He was probably the best player. He's not Evan Neal on the field. To lose a guy like that is just an absolute killer. But look, you know, give it up to Stetson Bennett, though. I mean, he was awful. He was absolutely awful. And JT Daniels was warming up on the sidelines. And you could say, look, they got to do something because it was not working. And then Alabama gets the score. And then it was just kind of like, all right, enough. Let's just start balling already. And he just, you know, threw a couple key passes and just threw a heck of a ball for that touchdown. And then all of a sudden that was, you can kind of hear the place change. It was really kind of crazy. It was about 70-30 Georgia fans. And that was a nervous cheer all night long. And all of a sudden it all kind of shifted to be like, yeah, let's go. And it was a whole lot more confident right after that.
Pete, watching this, the lack of adjustment by Alabama to everything Georgia was doing defensively was kind of stunning. They were in the backfield, and Bryce Young is throwing off his back foot, and Bill O'Brien still calling the same plays. Was this Alabama not adjusting? Was this Georgia with a better game plan? What was it?
I actually like their game plan because their defense was holding. Bennett wasn't doing anything. So I kind of like the – I didn't even look at the staff, but the time of possession had to be crazy Alabama because they just kept going like 3 yards, 2 yards, 4 yards, and just kept converting third downs. All right, they kept settling for field goals, but they controlled the clock, and you can kind of see the second half that all of a sudden that offensive line was starting to take over. And then what happened is
they panicked. It was they got him deep, and for the first time all game long, all they had to do is just kind of keep grinding it out. Brian Robinson was starting to work, and what did they do? They threw deep on first down, missed. Threw deep on second down, missed. And then it was third and long, and then all of a sudden Georgia gets the ball back in good territory, and then everything just sort of changed. That was the one time that they went away from script, and it cost them.
Just a 3-minute differential when it was all said and done, Pete, in time of possession, which wouldn't have expected. 9 of 20, third down efficiency for Alabama. To your point, yep. Much more in the second half, a bit of an adjustment there after a sluggish first half. But for Georgia, you got a lot of freshman contributors, including Ringo, you know, the redshirt freshman who returns it for a touchdown. So, you know, it's just the beginning of the vexation of Nick Saban.
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of funny to be around here because I ran into a bunch of different of my Alabama media people who I've known and met and hung out with and drank with over the years. And to a man and one woman, they kind of said, yeah, we kind of think Georgia's going to win. Like, it was kind of a matter of fact that, like, this is not, in a crazy way, this is not his best team. You know, he kind of gets lost in the shuffle. They had the great game in the SEC Championship. They also struggled against Auburn. They also struggled against Florida. You know, they struggled against Arkansas and putting away LSU and lost to Texas A&M. This is certainly a great team. It wasn't last year's team. Look, they lost the New England Patriots starting quarterback. They lost the Pittsburgh Steelers starting running back. They lost Waddle. They lost Smith. Even Alabama has a hard time getting over that. And he still almost won the national championship with it.
You know, the thing is, Pete Futek with us, collegefootballnews.com, from the national championship in Indianapolis. What I think a lot of college football fans watch tonight, and it's an impressive thing, and it's also so disheartening, is that you watch these two teams that are so good, and you go, my goodness, the speed of the front seven on both of these teams defensively is insane. It makes you go, my team is never going to be able to do this. Both Alabama and Georgia, their front seven, they're all so fast, Pete, and it's just, you watch it and you go, it's like watching a video game on speed up.
It's the argument I have to have every single year when I have to say that, yeah, the SEC is just better. Why? All those five-star guys, they're five-star guys because not because they're just good football players, but because they all look the part. But because every single one of these guys on both teams, except for maybe Stetson Bennett, looks and plays like a perfect NFL prospect. That's just the type of level of talent that these teams are able to get. And you're right. It's just not the same game. And, you know, look, the guys who were around me were just kind of marveling to it. And look at on both sides. My God, the pass rushers and the way those guys were flying all over the place. I mean, these are really smart quarterbacks. Bryce Young doesn't screw up. I mean, he is not he is the coolest guy in the room, and he was under pressure because those guys looked like they were shot out of a cannon going after him. You're right. You saw it against Michigan. You saw it against Cincinnati. It's when these guys are on, forget it. They just don't have, because those teams just don't have the five-star talent. You can't just, you know, when they're trying, when they're really into it, you can't clutch these teams when they're that good.
Pete, I was thinking we could maybe do a mock draft with both defenses and fill out half of a first round.
I watched the first time in, like, I think since it happened, the 2018 national title, and like looking up and down at Alabama and Georgia teams. I mean, you know, just starting with the quarterbacks and then Najee and Devontae and Waddle and, you know, Chubb and Michelle. Like, you could really put together a great NFL team just off those two teams, and these two teams certainly have that as well.
All right, Pete, before we let you go, this is what happens right after. This is the best part for Alabama, right after the national championship. They could win, they could lose, they could lose in the playoff, and everybody says, I like Alabama to win it all next year. Give me a couple teams. Look, Alabama and Georgia, clearly, they're going to get a lot of runs. So is Ohio State. Give me a couple of teams that, if things fall right, you can see them in the college football playoff next year.
Does Caleb Williams end up at USC? I mean, that's it. I mean, it sounds easy.
What if Charlie Batch gives him that $1 million, though?
Exactly. But look, USC coming into this year actually had a whole lot of talent. It just all went wrong really fast. And then now, Lincoln Riley, with the talent that they have in place, and that coaching staff, and if they get Caleb Williams, not like they're playing against the SEC West or the Big Ten East. You know, Pac-12 South, very gettable. It's very easy for a team of that caliber to get to 12-1 Pac-12 champion and into this playoff thing next year and do some damage potentially. But that's really the team. But look, I do it every year because it's just a great ratings grabber. But, of course, I'm going to do the top 25 for next year early sometime this week. It's a guess. I mean, all these guys are changing. Until we know the transfer portal, until Harbaugh decides where he's going, then, you know, he's going to be a Bear, a Raider. Where is he going to be? It's hard to do these top 25s more than ever because these are so in flux at the immediate moment.
He's on Twitter, at Pete Futek. That is at Pete Futek, collegefootballnews.com. From the site of the national championship, check out Pete's site for everything you need. Your one-stop shopping for college football. Pete, thanks so much. Enjoy the night, whether you go to Steak and Shake or not. And we'll talk to you soon, buddy. Thanks so much.
You have a good one, guys.
You're the best. Right. See you, Pete.
Great stuff there from Pete Futek. Look, it is quite that simple for USC, right? Just for a second. If Caleb Williams goes, they had a lot in line. We find out today Jackson Dart is in the transfer portal. So as soon as Lincoln Riley was announced, Jackson Dart's the happiest guy in the world. Jackson Dart's in the transfer portal.
Told you're the guy for now.
Yeah, and for now I mean the next 8 days until Caleb Williams decides.
We're working a deal, exactly.
It could be USC. It could be that simple for USC next year in the national championship.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.